Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about tangible value for being a part of BQA. Back on that in just a moment.
Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Horse Competition and Kids Dummy Roping. Reserve your tickets today at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
Peeper Seed Farms in Enid have three great varieties that can help you succeed as you plant wheat this fall. Joe Peeper is featuring Smith's Gold bred by Oklahoma State, as well as SY Monument and SY Flint from AgriPro. All three of these varieties have good milling and making characteristics, as well as great agronomics to help you be successful. Give Joe Peeper a call, 580-541-1949 for more details. Peeper Seed Farms in Enid, they've got the seed wheat that'll help you succeed. 580-541-1949. We're talking once again with Dr. Jason Ahola of Colorado State University. Jason's been involved with research on the value of BQA certification when it comes to marketing your cattle.
At the end of the day, the premium turns out to be about $17 a head for a calf or feeder cattle that are sold. That's a premium on a program that really doesn't cost that much to be a participant in. And a lot of producers, honestly, are hopefully doing a lot of these things anyway. It's just a way of sort of validating that or verifying it and putting it in the marketing and promotional materials for your lot of cattle to let buyers know, hey, this is how I raise my cattle.
Now, this premium's coming from the buyers of your feeder stocker cattle, but down the road, it might be something worth marketing all the way to the end user, the consumer.
We actually, to this point, really haven't gotten that BQA message all the way to consumers. I honestly think someday that might happen and allow consumers to see that, because I think if they did, they would feel even better about the beef they're purchasing. Now they have options in the meat case. You know, they can buy a brand labeled from this company or that company and what they go about promoting or doing. But the reality of it is the vast majority of producers are doing BQA anyway. And this is a way to just document that. And maybe this is a way we can sort of stretch this information all the way from a ranch to a consumer, just to say, look at all of these great things that ranchers are doing to assure you with a great, wholesome, safe, high-quality product. And I think if we can do that, we probably would increase demand at the end of the day and really get people to feel really good about the beef they're purchasing.
And with this research showing $17 a head worth of premium, when you mention BQA in your marketing, well, that's obviously an incentive to go through BQA, become certified, and then let folks know about that certification.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's interesting, the producers have been mentioning this in their lot descriptions on video auctions for really 20 years. But really only in the last, you know, couple of years have we started to think about how much value this might actually have. And so, you know, we have come up with some recommendations that the industry can use in terms of how do we best promote this, how are we consistent in how the messaging or the wording is. You know, the easy place to do it is on a video auction. The reality of it is it can probably be done anywhere, even private treaty sales of cattle out in the country, telling the dealer or the buyer, you know, that you're a certified producer, all the way to dropping your calves off at a sale barn and making sure you let the sale barn owner or auctioneer know, hey, I'm BQA certified and I raised my cattle under those guidelines. So it does take quite a bit of being proactive by these producers, but we have seen just this summer some of these larger video auction companies starting to put logos next to lot descriptions of cattle if a producer is BQA certified or not. So they're really saying, hey, this is something of value. Let's emphasize this. Let's help these producers get that premium and recognize, let the industry recognize the value of it and just kind of build on that. And so, yeah, I think over time we're going to continue to see more exposure of BQA, especially when there's dollar signs there. It's great that people do it because it's the right thing to do, but we all realize it's a capitalist economy and the beef industry is very competitive and challenging. We need to do everything we can to add some value to cattle.
Beef researcher Dr. Jason Ahola. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer, as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.